it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, indeed we do. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto at the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country. Well, they'd love to hear their names mentioned. We love them right back. But unfortunately, in today's day and age, we don't have the time. It just moves along too fast. It's all about the platforms, the devices, the various different ways you can get not only this terrific program, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Better Network. Nobody better to bring it along to you than Joe Spano, but he's off today, so you're stuck with me. If you're heading to work, you're heading to the gym, just heading out on a beautiful day up here in New York. It's absolutely gorgeous on this first day of spring. Also happens to be my birthday. And it's about the devices. And it's your iPad, and it's your iPhone, and it's your Android, and your laptop. And even if you're sitting at work on a clunky old PC, go to any of the places, and you can check it out and hear the Spano and Black Attack. And what I mean by that, go to our homepage, click on the Listen Live button, there we are. You can also see all the various different archived interviews that have been done by not only this show and its hosts, but all the hosts on the network throughout the years. Click on something you like if you're waiting for us to get to the meat of the interview and the meat of the day. Or just check it out and ride along live with Spano and Black. The other thing is you can carry it with you. You head, like I said, you head to the gym. You're in your car. You know, the whole drill. You can go on Bluetooth. Get us there. You can go on Stitcher. You can go on iHeart. You can go on TuneIn. All of that is available to you. There's a listen live capacity and also an archived capacity. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. Those guys and girls protect us each and every day, making sure we have the freedom to do what we feel like doing in this great country known as America. We're very happy and proud to have them listening to us on AFN. We'll be back right after this short timeout and set the table for you here on Spano and Black. Don't go anywhere.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
Works for me. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black. Joe's off today. Senator Roberto out on the coast. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. If you want to poke Joe at Joe Spano 56. You know, it's all about college basketball, man. This is the time of year. No overriding story in the world of sports, except for the fact that Jim Boeheim has decided after being in Greensboro that it ticked him off enough to keep his job for another couple of years. And his designated successor goes to the University of Washington. So other than that, which if we have time on the back end of the show, we will get into. For the people who play bracket on ESPN, it was when Duke was eliminated, and it was a Final Four team in 7.3 million tournament challenge brackets out of 18.8 million. 18 brackets out of more than 18 million correctly predicted the Sweet 16. 18. And I want to meet those people. I want to beat them up. I want to hurt them real bad. Now, I mean, hey, look, this is a, you know, look, if you got this right and you're listening to a guy who watches a lot of college hoops along with Mr. Spano, you got this right. Oof. I'm telling you, man. And look, there's legitimate teams here in this Sweet 16, but I'm just saying. You've done some pretty fine picking. And as it stands right now, and this is, you know, with your Sweet 16, Wisconsin and Florida, Baylor, South Carolina, Gonzaga, West Virginia, Xavier, and Arizona, Xavier, Kansas, Purdue. It's going to be one hell of a matchup. Oregon and Michigan. Michigan is really kind of our Cinderella here. UNC and Butler. And UCLA and Kentucky. I got to tell you, it's. I don't know that there are 16 teams there that can win it, but after watching what went on this past week, starting on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all those teams that are in the mix, and I mean literally all of them, could make an argument that, yeah, why not us? And the reason being, if you looked back at it, Wisconsin taking care of Villanova, there will be no defending national champion. And, we'll get into the games here in a little bit. Florida has looked really good. You look at the way Baylor's been playing, to me, the surprise of the tournament, because I watched a lot of them this year, and there was no question about the talent level, but bringing it every night on a night in, night out basis was always the issue for them. They got beat by teams they should have never gotten beat by, including within their own conference. Gonzaga, they've been on the ride for the entire time, and they have done their job. I'm sorry, I gave short shrift to South Carolina there. You know, South Carolina, it under Frank Martin, their program is where it needs to be now. They will get kids to go to that school going forward. But making the Sweet 16 for the first time in school history. Gonzaga, like I said, undefeated for so long within the regular season. And then winning their conference. And going up against a really scrappy Bob Huggins team that took care of business against Notre Dame relatively easily. Xavier, who has looked really good, and they trounced Florida State. So when Florida State got some actual competition, they folded up like they always do. Arizona and Miller's team is legit, and they're sitting there thinking, yeah, why not us? You go to the other side of the bracket, you know, Kansas and Purdue. Kansas with all that upper-class leadership. Purdue with all that size. That's a very intriguing matchup right there. Oregon and Michigan. Oregon's right in the ship despite injury. You know, they took care of their business against a really scrappy URI team. And by the way, old little Hurley can coach him some. Wonder if they'll be able to keep him or he'll be moving on to greener pastures before too long. UNC, you know, they got scared by Arkansas, but down the stretch, they took care of their business. And Arkansas was a really legit team. Butler, you know the story. And that's going to be a fun game. UCLA, really, boy, at times with that game, watching it yesterday, there were moments where Cincinnati was hanging around, but once UCLA started to impose will, and, you know, I'm looking at the game and I'm watching Mick Cronin's team and the press that they put on most of the time defensively, and UCLA was just laughing at it. They were going under it. They were going over it. They were going through it. They were speeding through it. They were slowing it down and beating it. It just really didn't matter. And it UCLA... Boy, you talk about a match of the Titans. Two of the prolific programs in the history of the NCAA matching up against each other in the Sweet 16, UCLA and Kentucky, who dispatched Wichita State, Greg Marshall's wife, being escorted from the arena as she got a little abusive after the game was over. And legitimately so. I mean, you know, there were blown calls in the game, but they won. Wichita State didn't. And Kentucky against UCLA. But I'll tell you something, as much as I like Kentucky and all their youth and upper class, I mean, experience within the tournament with their coaching and everything else, boy, UCLA, and Joe picked them. I got North Carolina, and I was on shaky ground for a while. Joe was never on shaky ground with UCLA. So it's an intriguing matchup between two Titans. But I want to see whether or not UCLA can do it back-to-back. If they can, and they can dispatch Kentucky with relative ease, boy, they could be on their way to a championship. They've got everything on that basketball team. So, you know, like I said, you're looking at 16 teams that are pretty damn legit. And there's nobody going, oh, gee, you know, so-and-so shouldn't belong, or, you know, they're going to get trounced because it's one of those small conference teams that isn't it a nice story that they got to the 16 and everything else? Nope. These are all power players in the tournament, all of them, from either power conferences or teams that have been there before, the Butlers of the world. And, I mean, you know, they're still from a power conference, but they didn't used to be. Xavier, you know, Gonzaga is completely legit. They're not a power conference, but they're there year after year after year and very well deserving of their number one. So, I mean, you know, you're talking about 16 teams that absolutely deserve to be where they are. And as they get, you know, to this next round, the matchup themselves, they're really intriguing. You know, and as we get towards the end of the week and we start to preview again, you know, we'll talk about it in more detail. But we, like I said, when you look at Kentucky, UCLA, and you look at Kansas, Purdue, you know, those are matchups that if Purdue should beat Kansas, you know, if you've looked at what's gone on, nobody should be surprised. If UCLA should blow out Kentucky, nobody should be surprised. Like I said, I don't know if it's going to play out that way. But 16 real teams, and I'll tell you, it's always fun in madness anyway. You're always looking at a good time, and you know, you're always going to get your entertainment and your money's worth. But this year's tournament is really shaping up to have an amazing level of excitement in those final 16 because of the legitimacy of all the teams involved. Now, when we go to the Vegas spreads later in the week, there's not going to be a whole lot of separation between anybody involved in the final 16. We'll be back right after this. We'll start diving into the games from the last couple of days. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack.
Who is it?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black. Joe's off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack at Bob Black 71. If Twitter is more your thing, it's NCAA wall-to-wall. Today, and like I said at the end, if we can get to Boeheim, staying at Syracuse, we will. If not, we'll start talking about it again tomorrow. Taking it back to the 17th on Friday, Look, it started out with a bang. There was some good stuff going on, some indicators of what could happen in this tournament, and no better place to start than with Oklahoma State, Michigan. Oklahoma State getting an attorney barely with a 20-12 record. Michigan 25-11 got through their own tournament, and then of course had the incident during the tournament of their plane sliding off the runway, and really it could have been tragic. I mean, that's how close it was to being a tragedy. And Michigan on a special kind of run now that's gotten them to the Sweet 16. But it came into play with their initial game and then playing against Oklahoma State. And there's something special going on there. And Michigan State, 92-91 over my Okies, over my Cowboys. And, you know, well earned. Dennis Walton Jr. stuck to the plan. And Oklahoma State and Brad Underwood, they're really aggressive on D. And it didn't distract anything with Michigan. And Michigan took care of their business by a point. Just the last second three, they got thrown in to tighten it up a little bit. But Michigan had the game in hand. And two really good guards going against each other, Walton Jr. and Jerron Evans, both of which are going to play in the NBA. But perhaps, at least in the case of Evans, you should wait a little bit. And, Walton Jr. will see. He probably won't get drafted in the first round, but there's a distinct possibility in the second round. And I wouldn't be surprised if he makes the National Basketball Association. And, again, fun all the way around. This was hammer and tong. I mean, honestly, it was one of the better games in the tournament and will end up being one of the better games in the tournament. Literally right up until the final. But it's going to get lost in the fact that it was in the initial round. What's happening with Michigan, it's, you can respect these guys. I'm sure what happened now with the plane is in the rearview mirror as far as what they bring to the court. Traveling, well, I'm sure it's a little bit of a anxious situation for them when they're getting on the plane until wheels are up and wheels are down. But, again, they went up. Juwan Evans, Jeffrey Carroll did themselves really well. But Michigan was just raining threes from all over the court. And, look, if you're a Cowboy fan like I am, trust me, you're okay. Brad Underwood's going to get it done there. Job one is recruiting Evans to stay another year. I've looked at some of the mock drafts with him. Most of them have him going somewhere in the second round, which will not do him justice, because if he stays and brings the Cowboys back to the NCAA and makes any level of a run, trust me, he will go in the first round and he will go relatively high. He's a little undersized. He's 6'1". And a buck 85, but, or 6 foot and a buck 85, but he's legit. And in all the blurbs, and some of it was AP, some of it was, well, the Cowboys haven't won an NCAA game since 2006. Yeah, okay, well, different coach, different regime, different everything. So, it's trust me, they'll be okay. And, for Michigan, well, guess what? It's all about you. You're making your deep run, your Sweet 16, and you're legit. I don't know if you can win a title, but they have a pretty damn good roster going on there and very impressive. Baylor, and I picked them out right away, which, of course, blew up my bracket right away. But I like I said, I saw a ton of these guys. I saw a talented roster that continually underachieved during the course of the season. But the people who know better than I do put them on the three line. And they took care of their business against New Mexico State 26-7. I'm sorry, they were 26-7 overall, 91-73, 26-7. Sounds like an old school basketball score. But in a game that was never in doubt. I mean, Baylor was down at halftime, but they just came out and blew out New Mexico State. And it really, in a way, it was a microcosm of their entire season. Underachieving in the first half, lackadaisical in the first half, not really paying attention to anything in the first half. And then boom, out they came, completely balanced. Freeman off the bench, Al Freeman, who's terrific, 21 points. Terry Mastin off the bench, 19 points. You know, it's just, and Jonathan Motley, who's going to go in the NBA and probably is going to come out after the year. He's another one. He should wait because you're going to be riding pine on the end of a bench. I mean, you know, you're a physically gifted player, but even as a junior, he should sit, but he's not going to. He's going to come out. That senior year would do him good, but he's 6'10", 230. He chipped in with 15. They got it done and beat New Mexico 91-73. It's Baylor's legit. They could win it all, but you know who's going to wake them up to let them know? And that's basically what it comes down to. Arkansas 76-9, 77-71 over Seton Hall, a real good Seton Hall team. And Arkansas managed to push their way through and then gave North Carolina hell. But you know, look. It's and that was this was one of the ones as well. If you looked at it, there was some inconsistency with the officiating. Seton Hall had a legitimate gripe, but you know it's you move on. You know the officials in these contests do a pretty darn good job, all in all. But you know Kingsley for Arkansas with 23, Barford with 20. Carrington for Seton Hall has been great for them all year. Got it done. Jalen Barford's legit. You know, and he had 12 of his 20 after halftime. Razorbacks were down 8 in this game and came scrapping back. Mike Anderson's a damn good coach. You know, they forget sometimes. And it again, look, Arkansas is not a basketball hotbed. Hasn't been since the days of Nolan Richardson. And it's difficult to get really good players down there. I mean, look, it's an SEC school. SEC cares about one thing. It's football. You know, but Arkansas did a damn good job in this. And like I said, Mike Anderson can coach. You know, he's not taking a backseat to anybody in this tournament when it comes to X's and O's. Oregon, showing that they were for real in their matchup against Iona. And look, it's Iona, and Iona is one of those teams that they get there, and if they should happen to get to the Sweet 16, it's a great, great story, and they'll recall the glory days of Jeff Ruland and everybody else at Iona, but the reality is they're not a basketball power anymore in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, they were not even representative. I mean, Oregon dispatched them early, and Oregon again, another team. Looks pretty damn legit. Chris Boucher. You know, he's a cheerleader. And that's how it stands right now. But Brooks stepped up. Derek Brooks. Tyler Dorsey scored 24. You know, look, this is a big hit for them. I mean, Chris Boucher is a hell of a damn good player, but they do have depth. Dana Altman could coach. And he threw the challenge down. He was like, you know, look, you guys have to pick it up or we're not going to be able to go deep in this tournament. Well, they picked it up and Oregon has gone deep, and legitimately so. You know, when you start looking at the seeds and stuff that's questionable, Oregon was right where they belonged. Right where they belonged. So, you know, they took care of their business against Iona. Jacksonville State against Louisville. Louisville took care of their business. Louisville now bounced. So not as relevant. 78-63. They took care of their business. SMU losing to USC. I at least got a little deep with one of my dark horses, one of my Cinderellas. USC's got something going on there. They really do. They took care of their business before getting bounced in the next round, 66-65 against SMU in a game that also was just something to behold. It wasn't a classic in the beauty sense or high scoring or anything else, but as these teams were matching up against one another, it was just two very talented rosters going up against one another. Stewart leading USC with 22, Boatwright with 14. And Boatwright, I'm telling you, they're going to come looking at him. And they're going to get in his ear because he's all legit at 6'10", 230. You're a sophomore, bro. Do yourself a favor. Stay in one more year. Hit the weight room one more year. Polish the steps one more year. It will do you a world of good. You will be a top 10 pick in the draft after this one. Not this year. Next year. I'm going to step aside. When we come back, continue on with the games, and then get to further weekend action, as Lindsey Nelson used to say. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I want to have these guys go into the film tomorrow and turn on the tape and say this guy's doing things right and this guy's really fighting hard to pick this up and to make plays. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to, you know, make an impression and you know, leave a little bit of a lasting memory coming off these games.
Oh, yeah. 100% right. Coming off these games is the right attitude to have. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. And, yeah, you know, look, we're talking, going all the way back. We're bouncing briefly on some of the games in the first round because there were a couple of really good games to propel teams forward. But Sweet 16 set, we're talking about it here in the attack at Bob Black 71 as well. Sending Roberto out on the coast, making sure it stays on the air. North Carolina crushing Texas Southern 103-64. And, you know, in a game that should have never been played. But that's how it goes. Arkansas and them matched up in one hell of a basketball game. Creighton losing to Rhode Island 84-72. So one of Joe's little sweethearts in the dance got passed. And Creighton, you know, did not show particularly well. They needed to play better than this. I actually thought they would. But Bobby Hurley doing a nice job with that URI team. And somebody's going to come a-calling in the not-too-distant future. So he'll have a very hard decision to make. Kansas 100-62 over UC Davis, as we expected it would be. They just toyed with them for a little while. Even the backups toyed with them. Archie's Dayton Flyers out again. And unfortunately for them, and they must go home and just go, what did we do to tick off the committee? Honest to God. Going up against Wichita State, who was seated as a 10 and should have never been. You talk about getting hosed. And, you know, Joe and I talk about this. You get the runs on a couple of these mid-majors who will put themselves into position, get into a Sweet 16 situation now and then. The reality is the NCAA tournament is structured now where they don't want the Daytons and the Wichita States. They're a nice story, but with the rare exception, and we'll take it back to when Butler was in the A-10 as opposed to the Big East. And, these teams don't make noise when it comes down to it. They make noise early, and it's a nice story, and it gives everybody something to talk about. But the bottom line is that they want UCLA. They want Kentucky. They want even Arkansas. It's a major conference. They don't want Dayton. They don't want Wichita State. So Wichita State gets seeded lower than it should. Their matchup right out of the gate is against Dayton, and Archie goes home. And it wasn't right. But, you know, this is how it sits right now. Which, you know, if you're a Dayton Flyer basketball fan, you know, you wonder whether or not, you know, Indiana job's open. Washington just got filled, but the Indiana job's open, and they'll be other jobs open, whether or not you lose your guy. And then, you know, if you're one of a coach, if you're Greg Marshall and Indiana's going to talk to you, although maybe not after the wife, you know, Archie, Indiana's going to talk to you. You have to sit there and weigh it out and say to yourself, all right, look, now if it's Indiana, okay, that's one thing. You know, you're going up against or into, if you take that job, one of the great and prestigious programs in the history of the NCAA. But if you're sitting here and you're looking at it and just say, for the sake of discussion, the Georgetown job comes open. Now, is there history there? Yeah, because of John Thompson. But they've also fallen on really hard times under John Thompson III. So you have to weigh that out and say to yourself, all right, can I restore this team to its glory years? Can I recruit to... what is a small school? Georgetown is small. And it's in D.C. You know, it's a city campus, which also makes it difficult. And you have to say to yourself, all right, what's my ceiling here? Can I get it back to what it once was, where they were a championship contender pretty much each and every year? Or am I going to be one of a start of a revolving door of coaches now that the Thompson family is out of the picture, and I'll be the next one, and 3 years later there'll be something else, and 3 years later there'll be something else, and so on and so forth. That's what these guys have to weigh out. Or do they sit? You know, when you look at Greg Marshall and you look at Archie Miller, and they've been sitting at their schools now for a while, and the speculation is always there. Will this be the year that these guys jump? Well, you know, we saw what happened with Shaka Smart. And the Texas team was bad this year. And they had some talent on it. Not great talent yet. They had young talent, but that team was bad. And, you know, his recruits are coming in now. Okay. And he's got good recruiting classes, allegedly. I have news for you. Shaka Smart floats at 500 next year, and they don't make the tournament. They'll be calling for his scalp. I mean, he doesn't have any hair, so that, you know, it will be scalp. You know, will these guys face that same dilemma? Because, look, I mean, you know, they're established within their own thing. Dayton's going to be there every year. Wichita State's going to be there every year. They're pretty much in the tournament all the time. Do they have a margin for error? No. But they're pretty much in the tournament all the time. But they're also bounced now all the time. So, you know, Archie could be one of those 60-year-old guys who's been at Dayton for 25 years. And they'll throw a nice party for him, and he will have made good money, and he'll be comfortable, and he'll live on the campus, and he'll put up a statue. Or he's going to have to make the decision to apply for the Syracuse job in 3 years, or whenever the hell Boeheim leaves. Or if Bobby Hurley moves on, maybe do what would be a parallel move in some people's eyes, but go to a URI or, you know, name it. There's all kinds of possibilities out there. Roll the dice, go to an SEC school, an underachieving SEC school. You know, it's like I said, these guys have options, but they both got hosed, and they're both out of the tournament now. Duke took care of their business against Troy handily, but they're out of the tournament as well. Kansas State, somebody that I had getting dispatched by Mick Cronin and his crew. Weber will hold on to his job because they did a nice job getting in, and he'll be fine for another year, and then hopefully he'll get in next year, because if he doesn't, the Heat will be back on. Michigan State going against Miami of Florida, and dispatched them rather handily. And it was 38-27 at halftime. And then 42nd half points for Michigan State, taking care of their business. Marquette losing to South Carolina. And I liked Marquette in this game. Most people did, even though they were the lesser seed. South Carolina came to play. Frank Martin's team is there. They got a lot going on there. They got the SEC Player of the Year. You know, it's South Carolina's the real deal. And Frank Martin has finally gotten them to where he has wanted them to be for a while. Reason why they hired him. He's a damn good basketball coach. He's still, you know, he flies off the handle, whatever. You know, it's Bobby Knight light, but he hasn't choked anybody lately. And yeah, it's all good. Kentucky, they struggled against Northern Kentucky. They coasted home. They were up 38-24 at halftime. Northern Kentucky came to play in that second half, and Kentucky held on for a 79-70 victory. Look, it wasn't like it was in doubt, but the freshman kind of put it in neutral. Didn't expend much energy, and it showed. And Northern Kentucky never quit in this game. They brought it. And they, you know, especially in state, you want to make a good show. But, you know, Malik Monk making his free throws down the stretch was a difference. Adebayo, he's a beast. I know he's going up against smaller guys, but he's a beast. And he'll probably come right out. 6'10", 260. And another one, you know, stay another year. I get it. At Calipari's, it's almost always in the contract. You know, you're one and done. Sign here. But, you know, I'd like to see the kid stay another year, just polish it off a little bit. Because honestly, if he did, because this kid's a load at 6'10", 260. Man, just get the baby fat off you. you know, hit the weight room, work a little more in the low post. He knows how to rebound. Blocks a lot of shots. And for a guy who's, you know, he's a legit, he's a legit 260. I won't say he's a legit 6'10". He's probably closer to 6'9 and a half. But he can play on the next level. But because of the fact he's a little undersized at 6'10", you know, it's he's got to work on a little more of an outside shot. NBA scouts would like to polish it a little bit. And that's understandable. Everybody else from Kentucky showed up. Malik Monk showed up. You know, they were good. You know, it was a good matchup for them. But now they go up against a UCLA team that they're going to have something to say. And speaking of UCLA, they literally just coasted in that first game against Kent State. I couldn't tell if they were disinterested. They just weren't playing good basketball. We overrated them or whatever the circumstances were. I mean, they took care of it by 17, and you say to yourself, all right, you know, no problem with the margin. They were up 47-39 at halftime. But it was cruise control. Lonzo Ball, Aaron Holiday, TJ Leaf. Leaf led him with 23. Lonzo Ball, they went to the bench early. You know, but Kent State wouldn't go away. And as what happens with a lot of these teams, you know, Kent State falls into that category. Haven't been in a tournament since 2008. You know, and it showed. You know, they, and again, I you know, it, is there going to be a major upset here? Of course not. Does a 14 beat a 3 every once in a while? Yeah, every once in a while. This wasn't going to happen today. But they were so deep in the hole so early that it just wasn't going to happen, you know. I mean, don't forget, Kent State reached the Elite Eight back in 2002. But, you know, Bruins just had too much. I mean, you look at the very beginning of this, and this is more just for breaking down a little bit with UCLA than anything else. If they play the kind of defense going forward that they played in this game, and it wasn't just Kent State was missing opening shots or missing open shots. UCLA was just smothering them defensively, and Kent State opened up 1 of 11. UCLA sprinted out to the lead, coasted, but that defensive effort was what I was keeping an eye on, because with young teams, they get a little full of themselves. They don't put the effort. They start playing defense with their hands instead of moving their feet. UCLA had no such issue. And they took care of their business. That's what I looked for in this game. That's exactly what they did. And that's exactly where we'll pick it up on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm great. I feel great.
Jerry bringing us back to the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. So, as we get ready to head into what ended up determining the Sweet 16, you know, again, you look at that March 17th slate and some damn good basketball games there. And again, you look at certain things, upsets aside, you just look at certain things from certain teams as to whether or not they're going to be able to make deep runs. And you saw certain things happen. Michigan not having any level of a hangover from almost biting the dust, literally. Kentucky playing good basketball. UCLA and you know, look, a lot of people like that team to go all the way. Certainly understandable with the amount of talent on there. They also have a bullseye on their back now because of Lonzo Ball's dad. But honestly, they are completely legit. They play defense. They score on all angles from the court. They're athletic. They're everything. And, you know, look, there's a legitimacy to it. That it's okay. I get it. North Carolina, same deal. Gonzaga, same deal. The only thing disturbing about Gonzaga when they played St. Mary was just the, you know, they let him back in. Kill him. Stomp on him. Stand on their neck. They got the talent to do it. And I'm sorry, I misspoke there. I meant Northwestern. I'm looking at the St. Mary's game box score. You're out there 38-20 over Northwestern early, and then you let them back in, and they outscore you 53-41 in the second half. That doesn't bode well. You know, it's a Northwestern team that was happy to be there. They were lucky to get into the second round. Well, that's it for hour one. When we come back, more NCAA. We'll get you all the way up to date on the Sweet 16 and any other breaking stories here on the Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Senate Intelligence Committee will be taking them
seriously and approaching it in a deliberative fashion to review not only documents from the past year, but also taking testimony of several witnesses.
That's Senate Republican Tom Cotton of Arkansas. As the House Intelligence Committee hearing begins today on alleged Russian meddling in the U.S. presidential election, Cotton saying Senate hearings will be taking place later this month. Today, FBI Director James Comey and NSA Chief Mike Rogers are among those who will testify before the House panel. Also today in the Senate, confirmation hearings begin for Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch. And Iraq's prime minister is visiting the White House today. President Trump is expected to discuss with him a wide range of topics, including his controversial travel order. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Changes in Washington are not only affecting the nation's economy, but your family's as well. Quicken Loans can show you how to take advantage of a cash-out refinance to pay off credit card debt or invest in home improvements. In fact, you may be able to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening in Washington, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.6%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson wraps up his trip of Asian countries with a meeting with China's president. Tillerson telling President Xi Jinping that President Trump will next want to meet with him.
It is important that the leaders of our two countries engage in further dialogue to develop a common understanding that will guide our relationship for the next half century.
Authorities in France say drugs and alcohol were found in the blood of a man shot and killed at a Paris airport after he grabs a soldier's gun. Toxicology tests showing the attacker had cocaine, cannabis, as well as alcohol in his system, and the 39-year-old ended up killed at Paris's Orly airport after grabbing the soldier's gun and saying he wanted to die for Allah. French authorities say the suspect was known to police and intelligence services as a radicalized Muslim. However, his father tells reporters his son was not a practicing Muslim. He blames the drugs and alcohol. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
There's security everywhere. I don't know how anyone thinks they can make it up to the house.
That's a Washington, D.C. woman reacting to news that a man drove up to a White House security checkpoint late Saturday night and said he had a bomb in his car. The agents pulled him to the ground and arrested him. No bomb was found in his vehicle. However, police did find that the vehicle was reported stolen in Virginia. A wildfire that's been causing evacuations in Boulder, Colorado may be man-made. That's what it sounds like investigators believe about the fire that began early yesterday near the University of Colorado. It's burned over 60 acres, and at least 1,000 people have been evacuated from their homes. Authorities so far saying the fire was not sparked by a lightning strike or any other sort of natural cause. A Louisiana sheriff's deputy was killed in a Saturday night shooting in East Baton Rouge. Sergeant Sean Thomas Anderson shot and killed while he was investigating a report of a rape at a barber shop. The 43-year-old was one of two deputies at the scene who struggled with a suspect before shots were fired. Anderson died in the hospital. The suspect also wounded, taken to a hospital. Anderson, the fourth officer killed in Baton Rouge since last July. The March Madness continues. Here's Richard Jordan.
Second-seeded Duke was upset by seventh-seeded South Carolina. The Sweet 16 begins on Thursday.
We're powered by WesternJournalism.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey,
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Indeed we are. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates are all around the country. They wait to hear their names mentioned, but guess what? It does not go down that way. At least not anymore, because it's all about radio on the go. Various different ways and platforms you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline broadcast network. And look, it's devices, it's platforms, like we like to talk about. You go to our website, click on Listen Live. Well, there we are. And if you're heading to the gym, you're heading to work, in your car, no matter what the circumstances are, it's getting to that point of day. If you're working, you probably have already arrived. If you're caught in traffic, maybe you're just a little bit late and you're heading in that direction, and you're calling a boss, trying to make the excuse, the whole nine yards. Maybe you got out of bed a little early. Maybe you still got a little bit of a hangover from St. Patrick's Day. But if that's the case, look, it's you want to grab you some Spano and Black. You want to grab you the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Use your Android. Use your iPhone. Use your iPad. Use your iPoppy. You've got all the various different ways available to listen to some terrific sports talk. And ultimately, that's what it's all about. Look, as we talk here on the show, we like to offer up what we think is a pretty quality program. Problem is, once you're in your job or whatever the circumstances are, boss may be cool. He may let you listen to music or a little bit of what's going on while you're working. And that's the state of the work environment for the most part, unless you're a surgeon or something. And grab it. It's there for you. All the devices. Go to iHeart. Go to Stitcher. Go to TuneIn. Click to Listen Live. Grab an archived interview. You know the drill. Most important for us, American Forces Radio Network. Guys and girls, we appreciate you. We love you. And we hope you love us right back. We'll pick it up and set the table on the other side.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148.
Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
I'm pretty edgy myself. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, Joe's off today. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And, yeah, we're talking NCAA basketball wall-to-wall here, as well as we should, because this tournament is shaping up to be a terrific one. And everybody within the Sweet 16 is legit. And you know, as we go forward into the second hour, I think that's the focus. It's, you know, when you looked at what went on and if you were paying attention to the games, and look, a lot of people, they only pay attention because of their brackets. Once the bracket gets blown up, they don't really care anymore. But, you know, 18 people picked it all the way through. Real good possibility that somebody's going to win that money in the bracket challenge. I'll tell you what, impressive. Impressive all the way around. And, you know, when you look at the teams that are still involved, they're legit. They're all on their lines for a reason. And they got the job done when it counted. And, you know, backing up to the Saturday action, as we were talking about, and I started out with Gonzaga, and I went a little bit out of order here, but I did it for a reason. Northwestern should not have beaten Vanderbilt, but they did. They were in that round because of a mistake by a kid, and, you know, it happens. It's going to haunt him for a long time. But Northwestern getting completely dominated in the first half by Gonzaga, and it comes roaring out in the second half with 53 second half points to make it a game, and ultimately losing 79-73. And this is where officiating came into play in the wrong way. And, you know, the call was goaltending. You know, Coach Collins was right, and he was also wrong, as the headline says in CBS, at the worst time possible. Because at 4:54, when Northwestern was coming back into the game in a big way, the defensive goaltending where the kid from Gonzaga put his hand up through the net, it should have been called. The refs missed it. Collins goes onto the court, gets the tee, and it literally just sucked the life out of the game. and even in the post-game press conference. You know, he was incredibly sarcastic. I appreciate the apology. It makes me feel great. But he did calm down. After that, and recognized that he was representing the school. You know, you need to watch your P's and Q's in those situations, because don't kid yourself, committee has long memories in those kind of situations. And if you cast aspersions onto their tournament, if you're a borderline team, which Northwestern often is, you're not going to get the benefit of the doubt if your coach is perceived as a major pain in the ass. But that being said, Collins was right. And they were taking it to Gonzaga. It was basically a home court game for Northwestern in Salt Lake City. There was purple all over the place. And, you know, don't forget, Gonzaga's a small school. And, you know, Derek Pardon took the shot. Zach Collins reached up. Hand went through the net, got the ball out. No whistle. Gonzaga gets the rebound. Collins goes on the court. Game done. Bench decorum. You know, Bryant McIntosh just put that team on their shoulders to carry them. Not quite enough to get done. Vic Law had 15 out of his 18 in the second half. You know, and again, I don't expect these guys to say anything different. But, you know, Collins thought he blocked the shot. He didn't even realize his hand went through the net. Okay, I doubt that seriously. But, look. It's size, it's speed. You know, Collins and Karnowski, they pose a very intriguing threat to basketball teams because they're two legit big men, seven-footers on the big stage who can legitimately play. Karnowski did not have a good game against Northwestern. You know, but Collins came in and immediately picked him up. And that's this whole thing with Mark Pugh's team, is they're deep. You know, Nigel Williams-Goss is a legit player. He's the field general of that basketball team. He makes sure these guys get the ball in the right spot. Trust me when I tell you. But if they play the kind of half that they played against Northwestern going forward, they're going to lose. And they'll be out because of the legitimacy of these basketball teams. You know, and again, I'm looking at the video right now of Collins, and, you know, the players are freaking. I get it. You know, the score was 62-58 at the time. It cuts it to a 2-point game. But then they call the tee. You know, Collins' hand went right up. I mean, look, the officials missed it. They were underneath the basket. They should have seen it. I don't know how they missed the call, but they did. Life goes on. You know, other games from Saturday, which, you know, you look at it, and it was absolutely amazing. Notre Dame and West Virginia. West Virginia just manhandled them. They were up at halftime. They continued it in the second half, 83-71. Huggy's team is damn good. They deserved it. I felt they were going to make a little noise. They have. It's one of the few areas where my bracket actually stood up was in this particular game. Bonzi Colson did everything he could. I mean, you know. 27 points, 8 rebounds. You couldn't ask him to do anything more. But Fluger didn't have a good game. No, nobody else really had a good game. Pisterja had a good game. Carter got it done for West Virginia, and so did D. Miles Jr. but they got contributions off the bench, both Terrence and Phillip. Now, Tariq Phillip. He came in, sparked them. You know, upper class spark. Huggy using him in a bench role. Guy was prepped and ready to go. And ultimately, that's what it's about. And Notre Dame had no answer for Javon Carter. He was the best player on the court. You know, again, upper class leadership, a junior. Notre Dame, they went exactly how far I thought they were going to go. You know, it's a typical Mike Bray team. They'll get you a game. They'll get you two sometimes. On the rarest of occasions, three. But it never goes any deeper than that. It's just, and it's not him. They're just not as talented for the most part. So, you know, Notre Dame goes home. West Virginia moves on. And well-deserved. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. We're going to pick this up here and do it on the other side as well. But Villanova getting bounced by Wisconsin. And at the time, the game of the tournament, 65-62. And the defending national champions will not defend. They went out in Buffalo in a pro-Villanova crowd. But let me tell you, Wisconsin came to play. Villanova was down at halftime, tried to fight back in the second half, couldn't get over the hump. And a well-earned victory, 65-62 by Wisconsin over Villanova. We'll break the game down for you on the other side and move on to other hoop news right after this brief timeout.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Sounds about right. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, Joe's off today. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. We're talking NCAA tournament as well. We should. What a great tournament this is turning out to be. And, you know, look, as you go along, you hope that things are going to work out for your team. It doesn't all the time. But, you know, in any of these teams, and I'm even including Vanderbilt in this mix, you got nothing to hang your head on. It's you deserve to be there. Everybody played up for the most part, including Villanova. And look, it, defending national champions, they went out, bing, ba-boom. Nah, you know something? First of all, very few people expected Villanova to repeat. It's a tough go anyway. But when you get the bullseye on your back, as they did and had, it's, you know, it's tough. And you felt bad for the kids. All the heroes from last year, they stepped up. You know, DiVincenzo played good. Hart played well. Brunson played pretty well. You know, they got into some foul trouble. Wisconsin got into foul trouble of its own. You know, it just goes down this way sometimes. You know? And, you know, Josh Hart, he's a senior. You see, you hate to see him go out like that. He got stripped on his final possession. Vito Brown makes a couple of free throws, and Villanova could not get off a final shot. You know, don't forget, they had the ball in their hands at the end. Last possession, they just couldn't get a shot off. I mean, Wisconsin used its size really well. Don't forget, Villanova's a little undersized. You know. And they didn't really have an answer for Ethan Happ, who also got into foul trouble, but played really well. And he's a sophomore, and he's going to get better. But he made a couple of key defensive plays, a couple of key blocks. And, you know, Wisconsin earned their way into the Sweet 16. But like I said, nothing to hang your head on if you're Villanova. I mean, it's certainly disheartening. We get it. But, you know, it's a legit team you lost to. So don't feel bad, but don't feel bad. Xavier whooping up on Florida State, 91-66. No surprise here, at least not for me. Hamilton can recruit, he can't coach. It's literally what it comes down to. Xavier took it away in the first half. They're up by 10. Stretch it out in the second half. Only Bacon played well for Florida State. Everybody else was eh. But he's legit. He's a guy, I'll be curious to see how it plays out for him in the pros, because he, you know, he plays the guard position. And he's a shooting guard. But he's 6'7 and 221. And somebody's going to look at him in the NBA. And, you know, he's a sophomore. I don't think he'll come out this year. He shouldn't. He should get better. But that's one thing. I was really intrigued by his game, and he really led that team over the weekend. You know, Jonathan Isaac, undersized, not in height, but in weight. And he needs to bulk up a little bit. He's a freshman. And they got legit play out of him for the season, 12 points and almost 8 boards. So, again, there's some bright future there for Florida State. They should make it back to the tournament next year. And when you look at the, you know, again, it's a young team, 26-9. They got the job done. But Xavier, man, Blewett was just brilliant. And his supporting cast got the job done for him. Gates off the bench with 14 points and 5 boards. But Trevon Blewett was just, he was a monster. You know, and he's another one, too. He's a junior. It's, you know, how do you serve yourself best? And particularly in this guard-heavy draft. More than likely, he's going to come out. But if he doesn't, well, that probably would be wise. We'll see how it plays out. But like I said, Gates off the bench as well, and they got a nice contribution from him. And he's a big boy. You know, he's 6'8", 228, and he's pretty chiseled. But came up big when they asked him to. And Xavier moving on, as they should have, against Florida State in the Saturday action. You know, Middle Tennessee State, nice representation, but they lose to Butler, 74-65. Butler just, you know, taking care of their business. Middle Tennessee fought hard. Could certainly see why they were a Cinderella, but it stopped before they got to the Sweet 16, as Joe and I were talking about as we were doing our previews of the tournament. You know, Butler just kept it under control. They kept the game under control. Williams had a monster game for Middle Tennessee State. He's a good player. 20 points, 9 boards, 2 assists. But Butler took care of their business. St. Mary's, you know, they represented very well up at halftime, 30-29 against Arizona. But then Sean's team woke up in the second half, took them out by 10 on way to a 69-60 victory. And, you know, again, Arizona's pretty darn good. The thing about Arizona, and all the hype is on Lauri Markkanen. But honestly, let's not forget the kid's a freshman. 16 points, 7 boards. It's solid. He's not a great player. He's another guy. Would be very well served. And most mock drafts have him coming out. But he would be very well served to stay another year in school. Chisel the body. Chisel the body. With him, it's more strength. And I've seen the criticism on Markkanen. And look, I've watched Arizona basketball mostly on the weekends when I have the opportunity. And, you know, it's not an 11 o'clock at night game, which I cannot stay up for when they're playing on the West Coast. But the thing about Markkanen is this. He's got legit moves. He's, you know, cast in the mold of Dirk Nowitzki. It's the, you know, that's all with the comparisons. Number one, he's tall. Number two, he's white. But in reality, it's a refined game and an unrefined body. And that's the best way to describe it. He's tall. He's got weight on him because he's a legit big boy. But he's not ready for the physical pounding that he's going to take in the NBA, where these guys, they're men. You know, even the kids that come out after that first year, they're men. Because there's nothing, when you're getting paid, you're in that weight room constantly. If you want to stay in that league after the rookie contract, you're in there constantly. Getting your body in shape to withstand the rigors of an 82-game regular season and then whatever happens in the playoffs. And Markkanen, for all his skill set, to me, would be much, much better served to keep it in-house for another year. And, you know, look, they're still going. Hell, they may win it all. But I'll tell you what, if he comes back next year and Alonzo Trier comes back next year and some of the other key players on Arizona come back next year, they are a serious, legit top five team going in. And then where they go from there remains to be seen. But I wouldn't bet against them next year. I mean, 32 wins is no fluke. They still may win it this year. And if they win it this year, the equation changes on everybody. What do you got left to prove? But if I'm marketing, you know, stick around. It's well worth it. Jock Landale, he played really well for St. Mary's. And again, he it goes to show you, and it kind of proves my point. He took it to marketing in some instances. And here's a guy who is a bigger dude. You know, and that's the thing. You know, with marketing, most of the time, he could work his magic in the Pac-12 just because of the fact, although there is size within the conference, nobody had the athletic skill set that he did of the inside-outside game, ability to pass the whole nine yards. Well, he goes up against Jock Landale, who, you know, nobody's going to confuse with Patrick Ewing. And Landale, you know, took him to town a little bit. And, you know, this is a kid that throughout his college career has gotten progressively better. He's a junior. He'll stick around. He'll play another year, and he'll get drafted. He'll be a second-round guy in the NBA and sit on a bench somewhere because he's legit at 6'11", 255. So, you know, just watching that game over the course of the weekend, and it was, you know, like I said, I'm watching it. Arizona's messing around. They're trailing in the beginning. But, you know, the better team ends up winning. The reality is I'm watching that game, and I always look for the game within the game. That's what I do. And I'm saying to myself, you know, Landale's taking it to this kid in many instances. And, you know, Markkanen held his own at some point in time. But Jock Landale took it to him a lot of times, too. And I'm saying to myself, kid, keep your ass in school and get into the weight room. It's not going to hurt you to come out as a sophomore. You'll still be highly drafted. Don't do it this year. So you're not sitting on the end of the bench. We'll be right back after this short timeout.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 $50 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I better use some Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
Well, that he does. I know how to shake things up myself. I don't grab them by the you-know-what, but, well, sometimes I do. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. The president and the first lady bringing us back. That's interesting. Again, I'm talking about Arizona St. Mary's. And as we go forward here, we'll get you all set up and get you into the matchups of the Sweet 16, which we will discuss later in the week. But with all that being said, Arizona took care of their business. Virginia and Florida, Virginia, look, Bennett's a hell of a good basketball coach, but if you're a Virginia alum and you're sitting there and you're looking at that team, and by the way, for anybody that thinks he's going to Indiana, you're out your mind. Serious business. You are out of your mind. Because Tony Bennett is doing exactly what Tony Bennett does. When he doesn't have any offensive threats, or at least he doesn't have a great offensive threat, he coaches down defense. He scored 39 points in an NCAA second-round game. That makes you throw up in your mouth. 17 points in the first half. This game was over then. And look, after watching Florida, did I think Virginia was going to win? No, I didn't. But it's got to be frustrating for the kids, too. And, I would imagine when you go into a living room and you're recruiting against Tony Bennett, that's one of the things that gets brought up early and often is he plays 1970s basketball. Do you want to play there? You know, it's a legit question. And there really wasn't much to talk about in this game because it was so bleeping dull. You would have thought you'd gone to the prom with your grandmother. And, you know, Florida moves on. Good for them. You know, they'll get a real test in their next game. It was almost like getting a bye. Purdue took care of their business against Iowa State, 80-76. They move on to the Sweet 16. Good job all the way around with Purdue. Their big men came to play. They showed it. Swanigan, Edwards got it done. Mathias got it done. Burton and Thomas for Iowa State answered as best they could. Like I said, Burton's a unique dude. He's Charles Barkley. Not professionally, but 6'5", 250. And he threw it around in there. Managed to keep himself on the court, didn't get in personal fouls, trouble, and made life miserable for Edwards, who did get in foul trouble. You know, he got bulked around down there in the paint throughout a lot of this game. And it was a good challenge for Purdue. Swanigan, he did the job. And the kid's just a player. 6'9", 250. Those bodies bouncing off one another. That was fun to me because you don't get to see it very often in college basketball because the size isn't there for some of these teams. But when you saw Burton bouncing up against Edwards and Swanigan, boy, that was fun. There was some low post stuff going on, some physical stuff going on. Cool. All the way around. All the way around. And it was good. You know, it was a good matchup. Really was. Just from that aspect of it, a lot of fun. Well played by both teams. Iowa State showing that they belonged. And Purdue moving on. They, you know, they could make some noise. It's a tough matchup for anybody that's going against Purdue. Now, swinging to yesterday's action, Michigan taking care of business against Louisville, 73-69. Louisville, again, legit team, but all these teams in the Sweet 16 belong. They deserve it. Mo Wagner with a huge game, career high 26. Michigan was down, and they were down big at the first half, 8 points. Outscores Louisville 45-33 in the second half to take the victory. Louisville didn't play bad. Michigan just played better. They're a team on a mission. They truly are. Donovan Mitchell with 19. Dang Adel with 16 with Louisville. You know. And they outplayed Michigan for a big chunk of the game. They were beating them on the boards. They were moving the ball around. Killed them with the assist totals. But every once in a while, you just get one player that lifts the team, and that's what happened with Mo Wagner in Michigan. He just killed them. And they had no answer. And Michigan, they're on a serious roll. Now here, you know, one of the problems here, and this is where Beilein's coaching is going to have to come into play for Michigan. They are riding on emotion right now. Look, they have talent. I'm not saying that they don't. But they're riding on emotion right now. And yesterday, the emotional wave got them in the wrong way. They were out of gas. They didn't play particularly well, and Mo picked them up. Hey, Mo. But, you know, once that 9-point lead was opened up by Louisville, it looked pretty bad in the second half. But Wagner and what he did was cool. A lot of times in those situations, players will start to shy away from going to the basket, and they'll start going for the threes or diverting the, excuse me, an on-air sneeze, or diverting the shot and running away from the basketball. Wagner didn't, and that was what was impressive about yesterday's performance. He constantly went to the hoop. He made his free throws. Every now and then, the outside shot, and he took the game over because a lot of his teammates were standing around watching. Michigan was only 6-17 with their three-pointers yesterday. First time that Louisville ever lost as a number two seed. You know, but like I said, keep an eye. Michigan deserves to be there, but keep an eye on their next matchup just because of the fact that emotionally you got to really pay attention and see whether or not these kids can bring it for another couple of games. Now, don't forget, you know, potentially you got four more games. So we'll see. Kentucky 65-62 over Wichita State. Questionable calls throughout the game. Greg Marshall's wife, not a happy camper. I get it. Bam Adebayo, really good game. He's another one. Stay. In case you didn't hear me, stay. You're not ready for the next level. You're going to sit on the bench. You'll get well paid, but you're going to sit on the bench. And Wichita State, yeah, we told you. They're put in a position to fail by the committee. And Greg Marshall's wife notwithstanding. You know, it's this is what they're going to end up with in most years. Maybe it's time for them to move. Kansas 90-70 over Michigan State. First time Michigan State has been beaten by double digits in a tournament ever. And Kansas, again, another legit team. Josh Jackson, Frank Mason III. These are the leaders. They've got everything. They've got size. They have speed. They have maturity. You know, this kid Jackson, I mean, he's already special. But if he stays, which he should, you notice the theme. It's, you know, 6'8", 210 as a guard. I mean, he's good. And only going to get better. Landon Lucas got it done, controlled the glass, imposing presence on the inside. Senior leadership, him and Mason, senior leadership. Malachuk, he's good too. I could not pronounce his first name if my life depended on it. Sviatoslav is the best I have. Sviatoslav. That's all I got. But they handle Izzo's team. And, you know, again, a little bit of a down year for them. You know, Miles Bridges did what he could. And the future's bright. And Izzo's always there, but not this year. Like I said, I know better now than to ever coach against him with or bet against him in the first round. But in the second round, one could see this coming. Kansas is just that good. And Michigan State is a work in progress. Arkansas, North Carolina. Scary. I'm sitting there, I'm watching this thing. Carolina's up. Carolina's down. Carolina's up. Carolina's down. And they had just enough at the end to pull away, 72-65. Kennedy Meeks coming big through. 44 seconds left with the tip in. And, you know, put them on top finally. But it looked pretty damn bleak for a little while. North Carolina didn't play bad at all. They didn't play bad at all. But the bench of Arkansas. Like I said, Mike Anderson can coach. And when you're in that kind of a situation where nobody expects you to win, you know, nobody expects you to win. And you're getting that kind of contribution off the bench. I mean, Darryl Macon's so unknown, they don't even have a picture of him. But he's an upperclassman. And he got the job done for them yesterday. You know, as it said within the article, they did everything right except win the basketball game, which is ultimately all that matters. But, man, they had North Carolina on their Tar Heels. And if you're an opposing coach, you go to school on some of these things. And Arkansas, you know, it's not the Nolan Richardson defense. But the heritage is still there. They play an aggressive, pressing defense. And they were turning over Carolina. They were forcing them into bad shots. They were forcing them into bad mistakes. They were the aggressive team in many instances, not Carolina. Carolina's guards and big men were having trouble handling the basketball. A lot of turnovers in the starting lineup. Arkansas had their share, too. But ultimately, Carolina prevails, and thank God my national champion is still in the mix. We'll wrap it up on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you. Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Wrapping it up here. Hope you enjoyed it. Oregon taking care of pesky Rhode Island, 75-72, withstanding injury to move on. If anybody's vulnerable, I would imagine they are in the next round. USC and Baylor in a war. And again, Baylor overachieving. USC, a lot of talent there. And Andy Enright's got it right. And believe me when I tell you, he'll figure it out. UCLA dominant over Cincinnati. Mick Cronin's crew, 79-67, just made a joke of the press. And, of course, saving the best for last. South Carolina beating Duke and beating them like a rented mule. No answer. 88-81, 65 second-half points after being down at halftime. They just manhandled Duke, and Duke had no answer. None. It was, look, I mean, you know, everybody hates Duke. Their guys showed up. They're just outplayed. I mean, outplayed. They got beat on the boards. South Carolina moved the ball around better. Thornwell was brilliant. Brilliant. I mean, this was a Coach K team that was living on the edge. You know, they had their ups and downs all year. They had a hell of a great tournament to get into the NCAA tournament. Deserved the one line. But Frank Martin's guys were ready. Dwayne Notice had 17. Chris Silva had 17. 65 second half points. Usually teams don't score 65 against the Mike Coach K team. They certainly did yesterday. South Carolina moving on, rightfully so. Duke heading home to regroup for next year. Well, that's it for the attack. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Robert for keeping it on the air. Thanks to Joe, as always, for being a great partner and a great co-host for all these years. For Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.